Dropping that drug. If we really dropped illusions for what others can give us or deprive us of, we would become alert. The consequence of not doing this is terrifying and inescapable. We lose our capacity to love. If you wish to love, you must learn to see again. And if you wish to see, you must learn to give up this drug. It's as simple as that. Give up your dependency. Tear away the tentacles of society that have enveloped and suffocated your being. You must drop them. Externally, everything will go on as before, but though you'll continue to be in the world, you will no longer be of it. In your heart, you'll now be free at last, if utterly alone, but your dependence on your drug will die. You don't have to go to the desert. You're right in the middle of people. You're enjoying them immensely, but they no longer have the power to make you happy or miserable. That's what aloneness means. In this solitude, your dependence dies. The capacity to love is born. One no longer sees others as a means of satisfying one's addiction. Only someone who's attempted this knows the terrors of the process. It's like inviting yourself to die. It's like asking the poor drug addict to give up the only happiness he's ever known. How to replace it with the taste of bread and fruit, and the clean taste of the morning air, the sweetness of the water or the mountain stream. While he's struggling with his withdrawal symptoms and the emptiness he experiences within himself now that his drug is gone, nothing can fill the emptiness except his drug. Can you imagine a life in which you refuse to enjoy or take pleasure in a single word of appreciation or to rest your head on anyone's shoulder for support? Think of a life in which you depend on no one emotionally, so that no one has the power to make you happy or miserable anymore. You refuse to need any particular person or to be special to anyone or call anyone your own. The birds of the air have their nests and the foxes their holes, but you will have nowhere to rest your head in your journey through life. If you ever get to this state, you'll at last know what it means to see with a vision that is clear and unclouded by fear or desire. Every word there is measured. To see at last with a vision that is clear and unclouded by fear or desire. You will then know what it means to love. By Anthony DeMello.